بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to complete the Taraweeh of the 10th night of this beautiful month of Ramadan and to complete the fasting of the 9th day. We pray for acceptance and we pray for the way ahead. There's just one thing I would love to touch on. If ever we thought that we were in difficulty and if ever it pulled us down, whichever test, externally negative test we experienced, and all we have to do is look at the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and whatever we may have experienced would seem insignificant. And also in the same breath, whatever we are in, we would see that it is temporary. For as Allah changed the conditions for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam so many times, Allah is able to do the same for us if only we turn to Him. On the tongue of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whosoever works at developing taqwa, and whosoever has sabr, pulls through, perseveres and pulls through, and is strong and diligent, taqwa, conscious of Allah, not allowing the situation to suck us in, to pull us in, but Allah, 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 turn to Him. وَيَصْبِرْ, and then perseveres, Allah will never ignore the reward or see that the efforts of those who do good goes to waste. Allah will not allow the efforts of those who do good to go to waste. The one point from the story, and I apologize for... I thought I was strong enough tonight. But yeah. The thing is, you have children and you relate, or you try to relate, and you think, and then Allah. But forgiveness. If we want forgiveness, we have to forgive others. No matter what was done, no matter what was said, no matter what was plotted, no matter animosity, no matter the jealousy, to be able to live, we have to forgive. Now, after all that they did to him, after all that he went through, after the separation of years, when he finally disclosed who he was, and they now realized who he was, and they said in front of him immediately, Allah has indeed showed you preference over us, and indeed we were at fault because of what we did. The first thing that came out of his mouth was, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. Nothing will be held against you today. May Allah forgive you. Those same brothers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, centuries later, at the conquest of Makkah, that occurred in the 8th year after Hijrah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 60, 61 years old. So it's the Meccan period, those 13 years there, from when he was 40 to 53, and all the name calling, and all the abuse, and all the tests, and all the blocking, and all the trials at the hands of the mushrikun, and the murders and the intimidation, after all that, and then Medina, establish a capital, and then Badr, and then Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, even when the tide turned a bit and he was injured, Rasulullah in his cheek and his forehead and his tooth, and the Sahaba all got, they said, make dua against them, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لَعَانًا وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً. I have not been sent to curse people. I've only been sent as a mercy. اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. Oh Allah, forgive my people, for verily they do not know what they're doing. In the battlefield, he said this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So later now, years, 8th year now, he's 60 years old. They come and sit in front of him. Those same people who tortured, those same people who intimidated, those same people who fought tooth and nail against him, they came now and submitted. They came now and pledged. They came now and shook hands with him and accepted Islam. And they asked him, what are you to do with us? You know what he said? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I say to you today what Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfiru Allahu lakum. Nothing will be held against you today. May Allah forgive you. Idhabu fa antum mutlaqa. Go, you all are free. He never ever avenged himself. He never ever tried to take revenge for anything done against his own person. For Allah, he was as strong as can be. For Allah, he was stern for the rules of Allah and the laws of Allah. But for himself, life must go on. We do not allow people to take advantage. No. But we try to put things into perspective. And especially now in this beautiful month, this month of forgiveness, this month of mercy, this month of being set free from the fire of Jahannam. If I want mercy, I must offer mercy. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whosoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. Those are the words of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he as the Rahman al-Alameen, he led by example. Think about it again and again. There are so many lessons to be learned. I advise you and recommend you to take the translation of the meanings of the Quran and read Surah Yusuf. Umar radiallahu anhu used to love to recite it in Fajr. And the Tabi'un who narrate, and some Sahaba, even if we were in the last Sufuf and Umar's in Fajr reciting Yusuf, we could hear him crying from the last Suf. He would recite the whole Surah for Fajr. Ahsanul Qasas. It really happened from that time, from the dream to the reality of the dream. Nabi Muhammad said, after me, nothing will remain of divine intervention and divine communication illa ru'ya saliha, except the pious dream. Allah will give pious dreams and good dreams, pure dreams, to whomsoever of His servants He so wishes. You sleep in a clean state, you recite what you must recite, and then Allah can give. But this year. So yeah, enough said, I think, for tonight. Time. But we pray Allah grants us the strength of purpose and the strength of character to pardon people. Jannah is prepared. And Allah describes him, Jannah is prepared. For Allah says, hasten. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Wasari'u. Hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord. Wa Jannah. And hasten to Jannah. Arduha as-samawati wal-ard. The width of Jannah. The width of Jannah is the size of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for those who have taqwa. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are those who spend in easy times and in difficult times. They spend on others. Then, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they are those who suppress their anger. And last but in no way least, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. They are those who pardon people. خِمَا مَا فَمَكَا, brothers and sisters. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do good. May Allah make us of those. May Allah make us of the true muttaqeen. May Allah make us of those strong enough to suppress our anger. May Allah make us of those selfless enough to spend on others in difficult times and in easy times. May Allah make us of those who, as we pardon others, we become deserving of His pardon. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. May Allah make us all sincere, save us from hypocrisy, and make us deserving of His mercy in this world and in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We're very happy to see the Mustafa here again. We made dua for you last night. Welcome back. We make dua for all our elders. Allah preserve you all. The ladies as well, Allah preserve you all. And we request of you to make dua for us. Kanala, the barakah is with the seniors. We make dua for all our sick. Allah grant them relief. Allah grant them whatever they have to endure be a means of raising of their status and cleansing of their books. We make dua for all our deceased as well. Allah increase the nur in the qubur. Grant them a high place in Jannah. Ya Allah, pardon all our deceased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on all our deceased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, resurrect us and all our loved ones under the flag of your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.